BB Radio. It's communication, I suppose. Tears for Fears shout to start the hour for Victoria and Mark, and C.W. McCall on Convoy for Doug, taken from the movie the same name, starring Chris Christopherson and Ally McGraw in a sports car. Did you see that film?
No, I didn't.
That's probably before your time. All about trucking across the USA.
No.
I got stuck behind a convoy this morning.
Oh, did you?
Because I got the road down to single lane traffic after the San Isidore Peage, and of course all the juggernauts can't get above 50 going up there. So there's about seven or eight of them, and I'm stuck behind.
Waiting patiently.
What was I listening to? I can't remember, it was so good. But it's really annoying now. I find that annoying. Shouldn't they? They're always doing roadworks at nights on the motorway. Either the tunnels are all closed and you have to go on the other side, or they've got lanes down. Surely there should be a reduced tariff for people who travel at night. No?
Why not?
No. Joe Biden's given Boris Johnson a brand new bike and a helmet.
Hey, that's
to mark
nice
their
of him.
First ever meeting. I don't know if you told him to get on it or not, but. And the Prime Minister is a keen cyclist, but for security reasons, he's now rarely allowed to cycle. Now, Mr. Biden's also known for his unorthodox travel preferences. For decades, he travelled from Washington to his home in Delaware by train every day. Joe Biden's wife, Mrs. Biden, or Dr. Biden, was given a signed first edition of The Apple Tree, a novel by Cornish author Daphne du Maurier. She said it was wonderful to spend some time with Carrie Johnson and her son Wilfred. The special relationship continues. Now, previous transatlantic exchanges of gifts have proven embarrassing at times. Gordon Brown once gave Barack Obama a pen holder made from the timbers of an anti-slaving ship, the sister of a ship used to build the Oval Office desk, only to receive a set of DVDs in return, which could not even be played in the UK because of the different format. Oh, well, it's the thought that counts.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
The Guardian reports that the French President Emmanuel Macron last night ramped up the pressure on Boris Johnson over the Northern Ireland Protocol by insisting nothing is negotiable as the G7 summit of world leaders risked being overshadowed by the bitter standoff over Brexit. In a defiant intervention, as he prepared to travel to the UK, Emmanuel Macron warned Boris Johnson that France is not open to renegotiating any aspect of the protocol, and even appeared to raise questions about whether the UK could be trusted. Asked about British demands for aspects of the protocol to be reworked, Macron told journalists at an Elysee press conference, "I think this is not serious to want to have another look at something in July that was finalised in December after years of discussions and work is not real. We have a protocol," he continued. "If after 6 months you say we cannot respect what was negotiated, then that says nothing can be respected. I believe in the weight of a treaty. I believe in taking a serious approach. Nothing is negotiable. Everything is applicable." His tough words came as Johnson was forced to play down divisions with US President Joe Biden, calling him a breath of fresh air after it's emerged that US diplomats had remonstrated with the UK's Brexit negotiator Lord Frost about the risk of tensions being inflamed in Northern Ireland.
In this morning's Parisian, members of the European Parliament have endorsed a new travel certificate that will allow people to move between EU states without facing quarantine or extra coronavirus tests, paving the way for the pass to start in time for the summer. The widely awaited certificate is aimed at saving Europe's travel industry and prime tourist sites from another disastrous holiday season. Key travel destinations like Greece have led the drive to have the certificate, which will have both paper and digital forms.
The Belfast Telegraph says that hundreds of people gathered on the Shankill Road in West Belfast on Thursday evening as part of a protest against the Northern Ireland Protocol. The event, which was not scheduled on the Parades Commission website, saw bands march along the road as protesters held banners expressing their opposition to the Irish Sea border. The Northern Ireland Protocol, which has passed the post-Brexit trading agreement between the UK and EU, has been the source of significant unionist tension over the past few months. Organised by the Greater Shankill Coalition Group, organisers argued the protocol represents the greatest threat to Northern Ireland's sovereignty and status within the United Kingdom.
And in the connection, France, summer is set to arrive with a bang over the whole of France this weekend, with temperatures set to rise as high as 35 degrees in the south of the country, while northern areas can expect to reach highs of 30. After a cool spring, the mercury is set to rise rapidly over the coming days as summer kicks into gear.
BBC World Service News live from London is coming up next. The Full English Breakfast Show, 106.5 Riviera Radio.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayonne Avenue Cannes and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
Friday pop quiz.
It certainly is, and it's all to do with the Feel Good Friday theme. Question number one. This song was originally recorded by the Top Notes, but it didn't become a hit in the charts until it was reworked by the Isley Brothers in 1962. It was the first UK extended play by the Beatles, and it was released by them in July 1963.
It's a hit for the Isley Brothers, a hit for the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. And it's to do with the theme.
Yeah. Twist and Cut's not Twist and Shout.
It certainly is. It is.
Never knew the Isley Brothers had done
there
a version
you go.
Of that.
Twist and Shout is the correct
day.
Answer.
That's coming up in a couple of minutes' time, actually.
Question number two. The following song by George Michael started with the
Careless
following
Whisper.
Well done. And finally, who wanted to talk about sex in 1991?
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done. Hat trick.
All talk, no action.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
French President Emmanuel Macron has called on laboratories to donate 10% of their vaccine doses to poor countries. On Thursday, the head of state also urged members of the G7 to participate in the vaccination of 60% of Africans by the first quarter of 2022. In other news, a French court has sentenced a man who slapped French President Emmanuel Macron across the face to a prison term of 18 months. A 28-year-old Damien Tarel, a medieval history enthusiast, has been in custody since Tuesday's assault, which a prosecutor at the hearing called absolutely unacceptable and an act of deliberate violence. The results of an internal investigation are to be published today by phone operator Orange following the breakdown of emergency services last week, during which at least five deaths occurred, including that of a 28-month-old child in the Vendée. From tomorrow, Saturday the 12th of June, restrictions in the Principality due to the health crisis will be relaxed, with the curfew being pushed back to midnight, and restaurants will be able to welcome residents from both the Alpes-Maritimes and the bordering region of Italy. The number of diners allowed to sit at one table will be increased from 6 to 8, and the spacing between tables will be reduced to 1 metre instead of 1.5. Bars, cafes and tea rooms are no longer subject to early closure, but the service must be seated. Finally, teleworking is no longer compulsory, but it remains recommended. On Thursday, two new cases of COVID were declared in the Principality, bringing the total number of residents affected to 2,516. Three non-residents are currently hospitalised and five people are being followed by the home monitoring service. Meanwhile, no new deaths from COVID were reported in the Alpes-Maritimes on Thursday. Since the start of the epidemic, COVID has killed 1,974 people in the department. The number of patients in hospital continues to decline, with to date 170 being treated for COVID in the region's hospitals and 27 are in intensive care. According to the National Public Health Agency, the incident rate has returned to its lowest level since August 2020, falling below 30, which is the equivalent of around 40 new cases detected every day in the department. And finally, with supporters back in the stadiums, Euro 2020 opens at 9 p.m. in Rome this evening with a tantalising Turkey-Italy opening match. Ahead of today's opening, French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday met with the French team to wish them good luck.
The Euro 2020, brought to you by West Nautical, the experts in superyacht charter sales and management. Make your yachting experience the best it can be by contacting our multi-language experts today on 3348902 7211 or email info@westnautical.com.
Well, Euro 2020 starts tonight with the France favourites heading into the tournament. The opening game is between Turkey and Italy in Group A. Italy are not heavily fancied this time out. Turkey could cause a few surprises. Tomorrow, Wales play their opening Group A game against Switzerland. And in Group B, Denmark play Finland and Belgium play Russia. On Sunday, Austria play North Macedonia in Group C and the Netherlands face Ukraine. England get their campaign underway on Sunday when they play Croatia in Group D. How do you think England are going to get on?
Well, I'd like them to do well. I mean, fingers crossed, but I don't know how...
It's quite a tough group for them to get out of. I mean, you've got Scotland in there and they won't be giving anything away
to
England.
They certainly won't, no, they'll be
fighting. The thing is, if they get through, I think if they finish in second place, they play Germany in the next phase. I mean, the Germans are looming, put it that way. So, and we know what happens against the Germans. They win on penalties. Now, here's more Euro 2020 news and the rest of the day's football from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester United have had a £67 million bid. That's a $95 million US offer for the England winger Jadon Sancho, turned down by Borussia Dortmund. The German club want another £10 million, $14 million for the 21-year-old player, with an additional bonus on top. And BBC Sport also understands that in addition to the fee not being high enough, United wanted to pay it over 5 years, Dortmund over four. The Old Trafford club are now considering their next move. Well, Sancho has said that playing in Germany has played a huge part of his success on the pitch, but his immediate concern is being part of England's challenge in the rescheduled European Championship when their adventure starts this Sunday against Croatia. And Sancho is looking forward to linking up with Tottenham's Harry Kane and Manchester City's Raheem Sterling on the pitch.
Yeah, I feel more involved in the camp, obviously, you know, coming in at 18 at such a young age, you know, it's always nerve-wracking, you know, getting called up and playing the likes of Harry Kane and Raheem Sterling, you know, always watching them on the TV when I was younger. And, you know, to be playing with them now is just so honour and a dream come true, really.
The Tottenham Hotspur defender Simon Davies was part of the Wales team who reached the semi-finals at the last European Championship tournament in 2016. This time, Wales start off against Switzerland on Saturday, and Davies says that they won't be underestimating their higher-ranked opponents.
They've been there, they've done it at this level before, so, you know, we're the novices coming up against them this time round. We're probably the underdogs going into the game, but we'll take that position just like we were last time.
And the Premier League will use thicker lines when using the video assistant referee to assess offside calls next season. The changes hope to eliminate more of the marginal offsides, which led to huge criticism in the last campaign. For more football news on the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
Tennis: Barbara Krejcikova will play Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in the women's final of the French Open. She beats Maria Sakkari 7-5, 4-6, 9-7 in a dramatic match on Thursday. Pavlyuchenkova books her place with a 7-5, 6-3 victory over Tamara Zidanec. It's men's semi-finals day today. Rafael Nadal plays Novak Djokovic and Alex Zverev plays Stefanos Tsitsipas. Cricket. England lost some quick wickets in the afternoon session on day one of the second test against New Zealand and Edgbaston. Rory Burns top scored with 81 and Dan Lawrence battled his 67 loss out in front of a boisterous crowd of 18,000. There were two wickets each for Bowles and Henry for the tourists. As stumps, England had reached 258 for 7. Play starts again at noon. And in rugby union, there are two games in the Guinness Pro 14 Rainbow Cup tonight. Zebra play Munster, then Leinster host Dragons. Then it's the final day of the English Premiership tomorrow, with the focus on the top four to see who will have a home berth in the playoff semi-finals. Top of the table, Bristol play London Irish, while Exeter host Salem. What will be the key match? Harlequins in fourth play Newcastle.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
The coastal area is up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime in the VAR. The general situation is weak high pressure, 1,018 millibars over the region. Winds are southeasterly, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,017 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4. Southwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,016 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4. Westerly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Fine in coastal areas, some thundery showers again inland, light to moderate southerly winds. Temperatures 25 to 27 degrees today, overnight lows of 19 to 21 degrees with clear skies. The weekend, mainly fine, highs of 27 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally,
flaked off is the headline. A man in the UK has been left absolutely fuming after paying £10 for two 99 ice cream cones.
They must have seen him coming, honestly.
The man came across the expensive summer delights while visiting Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke-on-Trent?
He wrote on social media, "The first and last time I pay a tenner for two 99s. I know that there's a flake shortage, but seriously..." As last month, it was revealed that Cadbury has failed to keep up with a boom in demand for the chocolate treat across both the UK and Ireland. And they're usually served, of course, on top of Mr. Whippy vanilla-flavoured ice cream, dished out by ice cream vans parked along beachfronts.
It doesn't have to be Mr. Whippy. You can get that like nice sort of Cornish ice cream, which is the scoop, you know, but they can stick a flake in that as well.
They could do, yeah.
But £5 for a 99?
Yes.
Was it a double 99 at least?
No, I think it was a single 99.
Because you have a double 99.
You'd have the double
cornets.
Forgotten all about that.
And strawberry sauce over it as well, maybe, I don't know.
And there was a screwball as well.
Oh,
they were good.
What about the oyster as well?
Yes.
And they were really messy, though, the oysters. Anyway, I don't want, you know, why people should think before they go and buy a 99 just in case there aren't any flakes. You get yourself a little cold bag, go to WH Smith's, buy a couple of flakes. So you stick them in the cold bag, get an ordinary Mr. Whippy, and then stick your own flake in it, and it'll be double the size as well. You can thank me later.